into heaven. This was also a very, very difficult, even confusing time of change and waiting for the followers of Jesus, both the apostles who were closest to him and also for his wider group of disciples. It also occurred to me that we as a congregation are going through a challenging time of change and waiting for a new vicar, though nothing like on the scale of difficulty which Jesus and his followers faced at that time. As I read and reread chapter 1 up to verse 14 in Acts, I was very interested to see the resources which God provided to help the disciples of Jesus in their challenging time of change and waiting, resources which are also available to us to draw on nowadays. These included the teachings of Jesus, the unity which Jesus hoped for and wanted for his followers, the tremendous power of God available to Christians because of Jesus' ascension, and the prayer-filled relationship between Jesus and his disciples. The teachings of Jesus. In the reading from John, we see how the Father gave the words to Jesus. Jesus gave the words, the Father's words, to the disciples, and the disciples accepted the words and obeyed them. Then in Acts chapter 1, after Jesus' resurrection, he continued for several weeks to teach the disciples about the kingdom of God. Jesus also gave them specific instructions not to leave Jerusalem yet. Nowadays, Jesus' teachings have been organized into the New Testament books. So in both good times or difficult times, we can draw inspiration from Jesus' teachings in the Bible, either through listening to them or reading them. The unity which Jesus hoped for and wanted for his followers. In John chapter 17, Jesus prays to God the Father for his followers, that they may be one as we are one. Then we see in Acts chapter 1, as Jesus' followers waited for the baptism of the Holy Spirit, they were unified. They all joined together constantly. In certain centuries, Christians have been famously disunified. Even now in Birmingham, there are at least two competing dioceses, one for the Catholics, one for the Anglicans, plus, I'm guessing, one or two others for various Orthodox churches. Then, also numerous churches from other denominations. But there are more positive signs, such as Birmingham Churches Together, which aims to increase unity and cooperation between churches in this city, and locally, the March of Witness, which brings people together across the denominations in a really positive way, though I must confess to not taking part in it very often. How can Christian unity help people in times of challenge, change, or waiting? I reckon it's important for encouraging and motivating each other to keep going. I noticed in the news this week that in India, a new organisation has just formed, which includes all denominations, to try to support each other and stand up against the increasing hostility and violence against Christians in certain parts of Indian society. Acts chapter 1, verses 13 to 15, refers to an upstairs room in Jerusalem where 120 of Jesus' followers were not just meeting, but actually staying. It must have been very crowded. It may have been hard not to keep tripping over each other and possibly getting a bit annoyed. A major challenge to love one another and keep to Jesus' teaching of whatever you wish that others would do, do also to them. In St. Christopher's time of change, challenge, and waiting for a new vicar, as a congregation, may we find ways to support each other, encourage and motivate, and as the New Testament advises, seek to love one another and keep to whatever you wish that others would do to you, do also to them. The tremendous power of God available to Christians because of Jesus' ascension. There are various places in the Bible where Jesus' ascension into heaven is described or mentioned, and Acts chapter 1 is one of them. Here, it reports Jesus being taken up to heaven before the very eyes of the apostles. Other parts of the New Testament explain more about this. Christ is now seated at the right hand of God, the place of power. All authority in heaven and earth has been given to him. What is more, Christians are in Christ. Spiritually, God raised us up with Christ and seated us with him in the heavenly realms, giving Christians Christ's incomparably great power for us who believe. When, for whatever reason, our circumstances are challenging or difficult, this power through Christ is available to us through faith and prayer as we keep following and serving him. The prayer-filled relationship between Jesus and his disciples. As just mentioned, Jesus' ascension into heaven brought him to the right hand of God, the place of power. There he continues to pray to God the Father for mercy on all believers. Although Jesus is not physically present with us, he is no less concerned for us. We as Christians enjoy peace, hope and security in our faith because of Jesus continuing to intercede and pray for us. In John 17, Jesus prays for his followers at the time for their protection. In 17 verse 20, he even prayed for us, the people who would become his followers in the future. In the Acts passage, Jesus' followers were still able to speak to him in person until he ascended into heaven, when speaking to him became a spiritual activity. While waiting in Jerusalem for God to send the Holy Spirit, the disciples were constantly in prayer, providing an example for us of what to do when in a changing or difficult situation. So to recap, the resources which God provided to help the disciples of Jesus in their challenging time of waiting are also available for us to draw on. The teachings of Jesus, nowadays organized into the New Testament books, we can draw inspiration from Jesus' teaching in the Bible, either through listening to it or reading. The unity which Jesus hoped for and wanted for his followers. In St. Christopher's time of change, some challenge and waiting for a new vicar, as a congregation, may we find ways to support, encourage and motivate each other. And as the New Testament advises, seek to love one another and keep to whatever you wish that others would do to you, do also to them. The tremendous power of God available to Christians because of Jesus' ascension. Remember, God raised us up with Christ and seated us with him in heavenly realms. When, for whatever reason, our circumstances are challenging or difficult, this power through Christ is available to us through prayer and faith as we keep following and serving him. The prayer-filled relationship between Jesus and his disciples. While waiting in Jerusalem for God to send his Holy Spirit, the disciples were constantly in prayer, providing an example for us of what to do when in a challenging or difficult situation. In fact, one of the people who has advised with the putting together of our parish profile is the Reverend Becky Allen, who many of you will remember as our curate here a few years ago. She suggested composing a St. Christopher's prayer for a new vicar, which we've done, and you've probably noticed a copy on your chair. There are some large print copies scattered around if you need one, about double the size, and a few by the collection box. Also, thank you to the person who so beautifully reproduced them for us. The prayer is designed so that it can be used for personal prayer and at our services and other meetings until the new vicar is in post. Have a quick read through it, and then we'll say it together before I finish. Okay, let's say it together. Dear Lord, we come to you at a time of change to ask for your help. We pray for your Holy Spirit's guidance and insight for all involved in recruiting our new vicar. May you call and equip to lead us the person you know is right for this church and our community. Prepare us to be ready to welcome and support the new vicar. And while we wait, may we continue to grow in knowledge, love, and the service of Jesus. To your glory. Amen.